Well, look at the last half of verse 4. The second thing he says is, knowledge shall increase. You know, that's almost an understatement today. Let me just give you a brief summary of how knowledge is increasing. Today, we sit atop a database containing what is arguably the sum total of all the world's accumulated knowledge every time we sit down and browse what? The Internet. Yeah. It's almost, it's not quite, but Google, all of you that bought Google stock are helping them to finally electronically digitalize the greatest libraries of the world. They're going to go back and get all of the ancient books that are in archives all over the place. And those two billionaires are spending their billions to do this. And they're digitalizing. So soon, within the next couple of years, they're going to have digitalized almost every extant book, every known book of any value on this planet. And every time you sit down and access the Internet, you're sitting atop the sum total of all the collected knowledge of the human race of all time up until now. Amazing to think about that. From wooden boats with sails to MP3s, DVDs, I can watch and create on my personal computer that can also be my phone, my television, my radio, my stereo, my workstation, my word processor, my electronic document file. It can become a movie studio, a sound studio. It even can be my telephone answering service, fax machine, copy machine, and printer, and a million other things. And people are buying them by the million. Knowledge is increasing. I mean, there's more information in the Tulsa world that you can buy that's this thick than the average citizen of Great Britain knew in their lifetime in the 18th century. I mean, we just have knowledge that we don't even know what to do with it all. But God said it was going to happen. Our generation is unique in all of human history. Never has humanity been forced to come to terms with so many issues simultaneously, issues for which we have no historic precedent to give us a guide. The explosive growth of knowledge has us reeling. Now, here's what one humanist author, Alvin Toffler, said, and we still are thinking about it. He calls what we're going through future shock. We're kind of numbed because we're... Don't you get too many emails? Don't you get too much of everything? I mean, it's just like, it's just coming, just so fast. And you just, it's just like the kids in New York City when the firemen crank open those fire hydrants and you see them just blown away. That's what the world is going through with all this knowledge. In this generation, it's, now let me just share how fast knowledge is changing. This is what Toffler said. From the beginning of the world to 1850, all the knowledge, if all the knowledge of the world was one, it would be one from creation, to, he didn't believe in creation, but from cavemen for him, to 1850, one. From 1850 to 1940, it doubled to two. Since 1940, it's doubling and doubling and doubling. It's going up exponentially. And what he's saying is this. The doubling of human knowledge is increasing so rapidly, it's putting us in a place where we are shocked because we know too much. I'm not sure what, I don't know enough. You know, I want to know more about the Lord. But I guess he's talking about evil. I don't know. But turn back to chapter 10 of Daniel, because I want you to see what happened. Daniel, and if you could imagine a big screen, you know, sometimes I wonder what these prophets saw. And it sounds like they were almost sitting at a widescreen, surround sound, Dolby stereo movie. And because they're writing down as fast as they could what they were seeing. And what's interesting is Daniel, up through chapter 9, was doing pretty well. He saw through the advent of Christ and his crucifixion and the destruction of Jerusalem. And you know what he saw? He saw everything he recognized. Remember, 3,000 years ago they had boats, 2,000 years ago they had boats, 500 years ago they had boats, 200 years ago they had boats, 100 years ago they had wooden boats. So he could kind of understand this stuff he saw. But when he saw our generation, look at chapter 10, what happens to him?